Chapter 7. Elizabeth blames Mr. Darcy. Mrs. Bennet's brother and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner, arrived from London for Christmas. Mr. Gardiner was a sensible man, very different from his sister. Mrs. Bennet, happy to see them, told them her problems.
"My poor nerves! My two oldest daughters almost found husbands. But then Mr. Bingley left for London and Elizabeth wouldn't marry Mr. Collins. I don't blame Jane, but I cannot forgive Lizzie."
"Do you think Mr. Bingley loved Jane?" Mrs. Gardiner asked Elizabeth when they were alone.
"Yes. Every time they met, she was the only person he wanted to speak to,"
Elizabeth answered. "He didn't even hear other people speaking to him."
"I'll invite Jane to London with us after Christmas. It will get her away from your mother and give her other things to think about," Mrs. Gardiner said.
"I think that's a good idea. Your house isn't near Bingley's, so she won't meet him in the street," Elizabeth said. There were lots of parties at Longbourn during the Christmas holidays, and the Gardiners met many neighbours and officers. Mrs. Gardiner noticed that Elizabeth liked Wickham, but she did not want Elizabeth to encourage him.
"I know you're sensible, Lizzie, so don't be silly about him. He has no money, and money is important. Please don't encourage him."
"I understand, but you don't need to worry about me," Elizabeth answered. "I like Wickham, but I don't love him."
After the holidays, Jane went with the Gardiners to London. Elizabeth was happy for her, but felt sad without her sister. Then Charlotte and Collins got married, and her friend went away too, to Huntsford in Kent. Mrs. Gardiner wrote to Elizabeth, asking about Wickham. Elizabeth had news that Wickham had a new young woman, a Miss King.
"Miss King has inherited £10,000 from her grandfather," Elizabeth wrote. "Kitty and Lydia are unhappier about her than I am. They don't understand that handsome young men need money if they want to marry. But I do understand." Elizabeth was sure that Wickham was her friend for life. It did not matter to her who he married. Soon after Charlotte married Collins, she invited Elizabeth to visit her in Huntsford. Elizabeth wanted to stop for a night in London to visit Jane. Elizabeth was very happy to see her sister, but Jane had bad news about Bingley.
"Caroline Bingley visited me once, but she was cold and unfriendly. It wasn't a happy meeting. She says Mr. Bingley might never go back to Netherfield. He must know I am in London, but he hasn't visited," she told Elizabeth.
When Elizabeth and her aunt were alone, Mrs. Gardiner asked about Wickham's new friend, Miss King.
"She's a very good girl, I believe," Elizabeth answered.
But Wickham didn't want to know her before she inherited her grandfather's money, did he? Mrs. Gardiner asked.
"That's true," Elizabeth answered. "But he needs money, and she has it. If she's happy with that, there can be no problem between them."
"I hate to think badly of Wickham, because I have a good opinion of Derbyshire men. I knew Darcy's father, a fine gentleman," her aunt said.
"Oh, I have a bad opinion of one man from Derbyshire. and of some of his friends too, Elizabeth said. She did not say Darcy's name or Bingley's, and her aunt did not ask. Then Mrs. Gardiner invited Elizabeth to go with her and her husband to the Lake District in the summer. Elizabeth was very excited. Elizabeth was very happy to see Charlotte in Hunsford, but not as happy to see Collins. When she met Lady Catherine at her home, Rosings, she was not surprised. Lady Catherine was a proud woman. She thought she was better than other people and ordered them to do things. Mr. Darcy is like her in some ways, Elizabeth thought. But her daughter is very different, small and thin, with white skin and a quiet voice. Will she do what her mother orders and marry Mr. Darcy? Elizabeth wondered. It was not long before Elizabeth met Darcy again. Lady Catherine invited him to Rosings for the Easter holidays, and Darcy arrived with his cousin, Colonel Fitzwilliam.
"I hope your family are well," Darcy said politely to Elizabeth when he saw her.
"Yes, very well, thank you," she replied coldly. She blamed him for Bingley disappearing from Jane's life and said, "My sister's been in London for 3 months. Have you seen her there?"
"No, I haven't," Darcy replied uncomfortably.
He said nothing more. On Easter Sunday, Lady Catherine invited Mr. and Mrs. Collins and Elizabeth to Rosings. Colonel Fitzwilliam talked to Elizabeth about travel, books and music. Then he asked her to play the piano. Soon Darcy joined them. Teasing Darcy, Elizabeth spoke about the first time she met him. "He danced only 4 dances, she told Fitzwilliam.
"I knew only the women I arrived with," Darcy explained.
"And nobody can be introduced at a ball, can they?" she asked Darcy.
"It's too much trouble for him," said Fitzwilliam, smiling. "I cannot easily talk to people I've never met," Darcy explained. "I don't know how other people find it so easy."
When Lady Catherine joined them, Elizabeth started playing the piano again.
"Miss Elizabeth Bennet plays quite well," Lady Catherine said loudly to her nephew. "But she should practice more often, and she should have a good teacher from London. My daughter cannot be an excellent player because she's unwell so often."
"Is Mr. Darcy interested in Lady Catherine's daughter?" Elizabeth asked herself, but Darcy's face showed nothing. After Easter, Elizabeth was surprised when Darcy began to visit Charlotte's house often. Sometimes he was with Fitzwilliam, and sometimes he was alone. But after one private conversation with Fitzwilliam, Elizabeth decided she could never forgive Darcy. She was sure he stopped Bingley from seeing Jane. Jane was unhappy because of him.
Darcy saved a friend from marrying the wrong woman. Those were Fitzwilliam's words. He meant Bingley, I'm sure, Elizabeth thought. Darcy wants Bingley to marry his sister. Fitzwilliam never said Bingley's name, but she guessed it was him. Then, late one evening, someone knocked at Charlotte's door. Elizabeth was alone. She was very surprised when she saw Darcy. He entered without saying a word and he was silent for a few minutes. Suddenly, he spoke.
It is no good. I cannot change how I feel. You must allow me to tell you how much I love you.
Elizabeth could not speak. Darcy continued,
You do not come from a good family, but I want you to be my wife.
His words hurt Elizabeth, and she was angry.
I have never encouraged your good opinion of me, and I have not encouraged this proposal. I am sorry to give you pain, but my answer is no.
May I ask why? He said, surprised and angry.
There are many things you have done and said that I have not liked, but ruining my sister's life is the worst. With advice from you, Mr. Bingley stopped seeing Jane. But even before then, my opinion of you came from Mr. Wickham. You ruined his future. What can you say about his troubles?
His troubles? Darcy said.
He's a poor man, Elizabeth said angrily. You did this to him.
This is your opinion of me?
Yes, you're the last man in the world that I could marry, she answered.
You've said enough, Darcy replied. I'm sorry I've taken so much of your time.
He left. Elizabeth sat down and cried.